The Secret to Life, Neil Donald Walsh, author, international speaker, and spiritual messenger. There is no blackboard in the sky on which God has written your purpose, your mission in life. There's no blackboard in the sky that says, Neil Donald Walsh, handsome guy who lived in the first part of the 21st century, who... And then there's a blank. And all I have to do to really understand what I am doing here, why I am here, is to find that blackboard and find out what God really has in mind for me. But the blackboard doesn't exist. So your purpose is what you say it is. Your mission is a mission you give yourself. Your life will be what you create it as, and no one will stand in judgment of it, now or ever. You get to fill the blackboard of your life with whatever you want. If you have filled it in with baggage from the past, wipe it clean. Erase everything from the past that does not serve you, and be grateful it brought you to this place now and to new beginning. You have a clean slate and you can start over right here, right now. Find your joy and live it. Jack Canfield. It took a lot of years for me to get this point because I grew up very much with this idea that there was something I was supposed to do, and if I wasn't doing it, God wouldn't be happy with me. When I really understood that my primary aim was to feel and experience joy, then I began to do only those things which brought me joy. I have a saying, if it ain't fun, don't do it. Neil Donald Walsh. Joy, love, freedom, happiness, laughter. That's what it is. And if you just experience joy sitting there and meditating for an hour, by golly, do that. If you experience joy eating a salami sandwich, then do that. Jack Canfield. When I pet my cat, I am in a state of joy. When I walk in the nature, I'm in a state of joy. So I want to constantly put myself in that state. And when I do, then all I have to do is have the intention of what I want. And what I want manifests. Do the things that you love and that bring you joy. If you don't know what brings you joy, ask the question, what is my joy? And as you find it and commit yourself to it, to joy, the law of attraction will power an avalanche of joyful things, people, circumstances, events, and opportunities into your life, all because you are radiating joy. Dr. John Hagelin. So, inner happiness actually is the fuel of success. Be happy now. Feel good now. That's the only thing you have to do. If that's the only thing you get from reading this book, then you have received the greatest part of the secret. Dr. John Gray. Anything that makes you feel good is always going to be drawing in more. You are reading this book right now. It's you that drew this into your life, and it's your choice whether you want to take it and utilize it if it feels good. If it doesn't feel good, then let it go. Find something that feels good, then resonates with your heart. The knowledge of the secret is being given to you, and what you do with it is entirely in your hands. Whatever you choose for you is right. Whether you choose to use it or whether you choose not to use it, you get to choose. The freedom of choice is yours. Follow your bliss and the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls. Joseph Campbell. Lisa Nicholas. When you follow your bliss, you live in constant space of joy. You open yourself to abundance of this universe. You are excited to share your life with those you love, and your excitement, your passion, your bliss become contagious. Dr. Joe Vital, that's what I'm doing almost all the time, following my excitement, my passion, my enthusiasm, and I am doing it throughout my day. Mark Proctor, enjoy life, because life is phenomenal. It's a magnificent trip. Mary Diamond, you will live in a different reality, a different life, and people will look at you and say, what do you do different from me? Well, the only thing that is different is that you work with the secret. Maurice Goodman, and then you can do and have and be things that people once said that's impossible for you to do and have and be. Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, we are really now moving into a new era. It's the era where the last frontier is not space, as Star Trek would say, but it's going to be mind. Dr. John Hagelin, I see a future of unbounded potential, unbounded possibilities. Remember, we are using, at most, 5% of the potential of the human mind. 100% human potential is the result of proper education. So imagine a world where people are using their full mental and emotional potential. We could go anywhere. We could do anything, achieve anything. This time on our glorious planet is the most exciting time in history. We are going to see and experience the impossible becoming possible in every field of human endeavor and on every subject. As we let go of all thoughts of limitation and know that we are unlimited, we will experience the limitless magnificence of humankind, experienced through sports, health, art, technology, science, and every single field of creation.